Holy Gospel according to John, the 20th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When you think about God, what, or more accurately, who comes to your mind? Jesus? God the Father, Mother, Parent? How about the Holy Spirit, or in the older terminology, the Holy Ghost? Be honest, how often do you really think about the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is present throughout Scripture, first appearing in the second verse of the Bible, in the account of creation. "The earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Ruach Elohim was hovering over the face of the waters." The Ruach of God, the wind or the breath of God, hovering over the waters the way a hen hovers over her chicks, protective, generative, nurturing. We see the Holy Spirit at work throughout the Old Testament, providing power and strength to Moses, David, and others who followed the one true God. We see the Holy Spirit filling the prophets so they could proclaim the word of God to those to whom they were sent. That same Ruach of God is found in the New Testament, where the word used in the Greek is pneuma, breath, a life-giving force. What is life without breath? What happens when we stop breathing? It is that Ruach or pneuma of God that caused Mary to conceive Jesus and that appeared at the time of Jesus' baptism, descending on him like a dove. On the day of Pentecost, that Ruach or pneuma of God rested like tongues of flame on the disciples. The Holy Spirit inspired those who wrote the various books of the Bible. The word inspired comes from the Latin word inspirare, which means to breathe or to blow into. The earliest written English use of inspire gives it the meaning to influence, move, or guide, as to speech or action, through divine or supernatural agency or authority. It is not surprising that the word shares a connection with spirit, which comes from the Latin word for breath, spiritus. When we say that the Bible is the inspired word of God, what we are saying is that God's own spirit has been breathed into it. In our gospel lesson, Jesus appeared to his disciples after his resurrection and breathed on them, saying, "Receive the Holy Spirit." It is reminiscent of the story of creation in Genesis, when God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. The Holy Spirit turned frightened men and women into powerful forces able to spread God's message of love and reconciliation to the world. And the Holy Spirit continues that work today. The Holy Spirit assists and sanctifies believers, providing strength and encouragement as we walk in the path Jesus has set before us. We are told that when we do not have the words to pray, the Spirit intercedes for us. In Romans chapter 8, Paul writes, "The Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows that is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God." And those of us who are preachers know that the Spirit can take our feeble words and transform them into the message that is needed to touch the minds and the hearts of those who hear them. The Holy Spirit is sometimes referred to as the shy member of the Trinity, because the Spirit does not seek out acknowledgement, instead directing our attention to the other members of the Trinity, the Father and the Son. Perhaps it is because of this that we do not think about the Spirit as much as we should. The reality is that the Spirit is at work in the lives of believers, convicting us of our sin and of our need for a Savior, regenerating and renewing us. The Spirit dwells within every baptized believer and is the source of our hope for eternal life, as is stated in Romans chapter 8, verse 11. "If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his Spirit that dwells in you." Ruach, pneuma, breath of God, breath of life, wind of change and transformation, generative life force. A song came to my mind as I was reflecting on our lessons for today. It is not a song usually thought of during the season. Definitely not a song that we would think of for Pentecost. We will start hearing it in about 6 months. Breath of Heaven, also known as Mary's Song. It was written by Chris Eaton. Amy Grant asked for permission to rewrite it from a woman's point of view. Her rewrite, used in her 1992 Christmas album, is from the perspective of Mary. Mary, filled with both the wonder and the terror of what it means to be a mother, especially the mother of the Messiah, cries out to the Holy Spirit to comfort and strengthen her. Breath of heaven, hold me together. Be forever near me, breath of heaven. Breath of heaven, lighten my darkness. Pour over me your holiness, for you are holy, breath of heaven. This prayer for mercy, for comfort, for guidance is one that resonates with me right now. Like Mary, I've made plans and then found that life takes a turn I could never have expected. I've questioned whether I'm up to the task that God has set before me. It is when we feel weak and vulnerable that we can take courage in knowing that the Spirit is our advocate and our counselor, the one who provides us with strength to battle the temptations of the world and the forces of Satan, the one who helps us change our lives to more closely align with the will of the Father, as was reflected in the words and actions of Christ. With every breath we take, we can remind ourselves that it is God's breath that fills us, God's breath that empowers us, God's breath that gives us life. Let us pray. Breath of God, fill us, renew us, strengthen us. Give us the boldness to proclaim your message as Peter did on the day of Pentecost. Let us praise you with the life-giving breath you have placed within us. Remind us that even when we feel alone, you are with us forever, that you will never leave or abandon us. Hold us together in faith. Pour out upon this troubled world the gift of your life-giving Spirit. Kindle in us the fire of your love, that we may inspire others to know you, love you, and serve you. We ask this in your name. Amen.